Pope Benedict has arrived in Israel from Jordan on the second leg of his journey to the Holy Land. At present, the Holy Father is at the Notre Dame Center of Jerusalem, where he is now addressing an interreligious meeting. This meeting comes less than an hour after the Holy Father's visit to the Yad Vashem Holocaust Memorial, where he said the cries of the innocent victims of the Holocaust can still be heard as a perpetual reproach against the spilling of innocent blood. Chris Altieri has this report.
Yad Vashem is the Hebrew name of the Holocaust Martyrs and Heroes Remembrance Authority to ensure the perpetual record of the Holocaust.
I have come to stand in silence before this monument, erected to honor the memory of the millions of Jews killed in the horrific tragedy of the Shoah. They lost their lives, but they will never lose their names. They are indelibly etched in the hearts of their loved ones, the surviving fellow prisoners, and all those determined never to allow such an atrocity to disgrace mankind again. Most of all, their names are forever fixed in the memory of Almighty God.
Pope Benedict said, though one can rob a neighbor of possessions, opportunity, or freedom, though one can weave an insidious web of lies to convince others that certain groups are undeserving of respect, even so, said Pope Benedict, try as one might, one can never take away the name of a fellow human being.
The names enshrined in his hallowed monument will forever hold a sacred place among the countless descendants of Abraham. May the names of these victims never perish. May their suffering never be denied, belittled, or forgotten. And may all people of goodwill remain vigilant in rooting out from the heart of man anything that could lead to tragedies such as this.
The Holy Father said, the Catholic Church, committed to the teachings of Jesus and intent on imitating his love for all people, feels deep compassion for the victims remembered at Yad Vashem.
Gazing upon their faces reflected in the pool that lies in stillness within this memorial, one cannot help but recall how each of them bears a name. I can only imagine the joyful expectation of their parents as they anxiously awaited the birth of their children. What name shall we give this child? What is to become of him or her? We could have imagined that they would be condemned to such a deplorable fate. As we stand here in silence, their cry still echoes in our hearts. It is a cry raised against every act of injustice and violence. It is a perpetual reproach against the spilling of innocent blood. It is the cry of Abel rising from the earth to the Almighty.
Pope Benedict concluded expressing deep gratitude to God and to his hosts for the opportunity to stand at Yad Vashem in silence. A silence, he said, to remember. A silence to pray. A silence to hope. I'm Chris Altieri.